Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real Raw Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and if you're ready to ignite your inner fire, unleash your unapologetic voice, and stand in your absolute power, then you're in the right place. That's right, female empowerment. Let's get into it. I am kicking off this podcast in the spirit from my book release, new book, A Rose is Still a Rose, You Hold the Power, book release party. It was so awesome, so exciting in Manhattan. And I just have this female empowered energy, and I'm feeling super excited to talk about this topic today. We are ripping off the filters, the band-aid, and we're cutting through the noise and diving headfirst into something that's not just a trend, but a fundamental truth. That's right. We are getting into and unpacking female empowerment. This isn't about being better than anyone else. It's about being your absolute, most authentic, most powerful, and sincere self. It's real, it's raw, it's relevant, and it's about to light you up from the inside out. So let's get into it. Let's unpack this more. What does empowerment actually mean? Let's get real for a split second. Empowerment is a word we hear a lot. It's on t-shirts, it's in hashtags, and corporate mission statements, but what does it actually mean to be empowered as a woman in 2025? For me personally, it's not just about shattering glass ceilings, though we're still doing plenty of that and loudly here at Real Raw Relevant. It's all about self-knowledge, truly understanding your strengths, your values, your boundaries, and your deepest desires. It's about having your voice, speaking up, having the courage to speak your truth, even when your voice shakes, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it challenges the status quo. I remember when we started Real Raw Relevant Podcast in the very beginning, I was so nervous. I think I was stuttering. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never stuttered in life. But it is what it is. You push through it. You keep going and you speak up and you let your voice be heard and you influence others. That's what it's all about. It's about choice, the freedom and ability to make decisions for your own life, your body, your career, your relationships, your happiness, without apology or external pressure, without letting society control you, your thoughts, your every move. It's about resilience, the unwavering belief in your ability to overcome challenges, learn from setbacks, and rise stronger every single time. And it's all about recognizing that true empowerment isn't just individual, it's collective. It's about lifting other women up, celebrating their wins, and creating a world where every woman can thrive, where every woman is seen, where every woman is heard, and her voice matters. So this isn't a fluffy concept. It's a profound shift. It's about dismantling the society conditioning and the pressures that tells us to be small, to be quiet, to prioritize others' needs above our own. It's about reclaiming agency over our own lives and over our bodies. Our decisions matter. It's about understanding that our power isn't granted. It's our birthright. So let's talk about that. The raw truth, the roadblocks, and the reckonings with female empowerment. Let's get into some things. Let's be honest. To be a woman is to be powerful beyond measure. Even when the world tries to tell us otherwise, female empowerment is not a trend. It's a truth. It's a reclamation. It's a movement of awakening to our worth, our voice, and our potential. And it's all about embracing who you are unapologetically and stepping boldly into your purpose. Embrace your uniqueness. Embrace your identity. This episode is a call to every woman who has ever been told she's too much, not enough, or out of place. It's for the ones who have lost themselves in the noise of expectations and now ready to rise, rediscover, and reimagine their lives from a place of confidence, courage, and clarity. Empowerment is not just about rising up. It's about reaching in. And it begins within, on the inside, in our thoughts, our self-talk, our choices, and how we show up for ourselves daily. When we own our stories, set our boundaries, remember we talked about that, boundaries are your best friend. When we nurture our dreams and support each other, we unlock a collective power that can transform families, communities, and generations. So we're going to explore this more in this podcast, Female Empowerment, what that's all about. You'll find the tools, the resources, encouragement, and inspiration to break free from what's been holding you back and step fully into the woman you were always meant to be. Because when a woman realizes her power, the world changes. You're not waiting to be empowered. You are powerful. Just know that and believe that with all of your being. It's all about having that self-confidence, building your self-esteem and confidence, and knowing your worth and not letting society get you down on yourself and get in your head or set unrealistic expectations for you, and practicing that radical self-love and acceptance. We talk about that a lot on so many podcasts, but you have to love yourself. You have to respect yourself in order to have that level of empowerment. It starts with you. It starts from the inside out. Owning your voice, speaking up in a world that often tries to silence women, being assertive. There's a difference between assertiveness and aggression. So please know the difference. It's not about screaming from the top of your lungs, I'm powerful, I'm important, I'm confident. No, it's about being assertive, taking initiative, owning who you are, your brand, what you stand for, communicating your needs, your values, and your boundaries with confidence, standing up for yourself in a tactful in a very respectful manner. You can be heard without screaming loudly. It's about setting boundaries without feeling guilty. Your boundaries are essential for empowerment. They are like your girl power superpower. Always have boundaries. Always teach people how to treat you and what your expectations are. And when people are approaching you and asking you for so many favors and so much, learn to say no with grace. Master that. It's okay to say no. It's okay to disagree. Do it with grace and do it respectfully. Own your boundaries. Your boundaries are all about protecting your peace and your energy. That's what it's all about. And if you've been burned, if you've been bruised, and your confidence is not where you need to be, it's all about healing from within, releasing that past shame, whatever is keeping you down, the trauma, the emotional baggage. Forgiveness is a form of empowerment itself. It's a form of freedom, and it gives you that ability to create new healthy habits for your mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Healing and forgiveness is for you, because the sooner you forgive whatever is, you know, whether that's disappointment, whether that's another person, once you forgive them, that's a weight lifted off of your shoulders, and you don't have to be bitter. You can move forward in a new direction with hope and peace in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. That's a weight lifted. And that itself is very empowering forgiveness. So always remember, if there's anything that you're holding on to, forgiveness is not about the other person that wronged you. Forgiveness is about you. And when you're able to forgive but not forget, always remember, that puts you in a higher level of being empowered as a female, as a woman. You're reclaiming your power by forgiving those who've wronged you, so you can move on and close that chapter, heal from it. And there's so much power in women supporting women. I love my girlies. We all build each other up. We have authentic relationships in a community. It's all about cultivating that sisterhood and support, building each other up versus tearing each other down, adjusting the crown versus knocking the crown off. So it's all about overcoming that comparison and competition. That's not female empowerment. That's low self-esteem, and that's low level thinking, low level intelligence, and just low vibrational. You don't have to tear someone down so that you can feel superior. So let's get over that. Let's get over that comparison and competition. You all can exist in the same space and be great. And if you don't feel that, you have to work on your self-esteem and how you're viewing the world and women in general. So I'm just going to leave that there. And it's all about leading from the inside out, empowering everyone in every form of aspect, creating impact through your passions and purpose, being a role model for the next generation of women. I love mentoring young women in their 20s and even teenagers, just letting them know what this womanhood is all about and their next step. And it's all about living an empowered life, daily practices and staying grounded and staying empowered and having those goals and having a sense of alignment and purpose and just celebrating your womanhood, your power, reclaiming that, owning your agency, and understanding you are the revolution. Reflect on your journey. Understand your empowerment, how that's a lifestyle you're building, not a destination. And stay encouraged. Keep rising, keep shining, and know that you are so powerful, you are so amazing, and you really haven't tapped into your full potential until you embrace all of your empowerment, all in your womanhood as a female. Now let's get raw about female empowerment. Let's get into it, because while empowerment is very empowering and it's very uplifting, the path to fully claiming it often comes with roadblocks that we face. And sometimes we're in our own head. We have to get out of our own head. There's internal biases, the little voices in our heads that echo old different narratives. You're not smart enough. You're too emotional. Don't be bossy. You have to understand your forms of pressure. Understand different things like microaggressions, and overcome those. Set the record straight and let someone know in a tactful way to back off. Don't believe the lies. The world still throws plenty of obstacles our ways, but it's up to you to stand up for yourself and correct the situation and correct the person in a respectful and a tactful way. But you are empowered. Don't let anyone belittle you or try to tell you to be something that you're not interested in being. And know, understand the burden of perfection, the relentless pressure to be a perfect partner, a perfect mother, a perfect daughter, a perfect employee, a perfect friend, all while looking fabulous and never breaking a sweat. That is so unrealistic. So set your standards accordingly. And also, here's another one, fear of judgment. The fear that if we step too far out of line, if we speak too loudly, if we claim too much space, we'll be criticized or, you know, just kind of like iced out. So, and that's where the reckoning comes in. It's the moment where we realize that living a truly empowered life means just staring these roadblocks down, me mugging those roadblocks. It means getting uncomfortable. It means choosing ourselves fiercely and unapologetically. Even when it's hard, it means redefining what success and happiness looks like for us. Because it's not the same for everyone. So don't let someone tell you like you're in a group and what your happiness looks like. Your happiness looks like what you define it as. So reclaim your power. It's actually, you know, actionable empowerment. So let's unpack this. How do we move from understanding empowerment to actually living it? How do we reclaim our power piece by piece? It's a beautiful piece. Know your boundaries and enforce them. Like I said, boundaries are your best friend, and it's the foundation. What are you willing to accept and what you're not willing to tolerate? Practice saying no to things that drain you and your energy and say yes to things that nourish your soul. Your boundaries are your force. They are your force field. And cultivate your voice. Start small. Practice speaking up in different areas. Express your opinions respectfully but firmly, okay? Share your story. Your voice is very powerful. And if you're not ready to speak on certain things, that's another way of empowerment. You don't have to speak on anything that you're not interested in speaking on. Sometimes people want you to speak on different subjects that really don't apply to you, or they want you to share something that you're just not interested in sharing because that's not your style. Know that you have a voice to exercise it, and even sometimes not speaking, that's powerful itself. So invest in yourself unapologetically. This means your time, your energy, and yes, sometimes your money. Education, therapy, a passion project, a self-care ritual, daily, whatever helps you grow and feel whole. This isn't selfish. This is essential for your empowerment. And connect and collaborate. Build a sisterhood. Lean on your female friends, mentors, and allies. Celebrate each other's success. Offer support in times of struggle. And remind each other of your collective power and challenge the narratives. When that negative self-talk creeps in, identify it, challenge it, and replace it with empowering affirmations. You are the architect of your own mind. And the sooner you believe that, the sooner you embrace that, the better off you will be. And embrace your imperfections. Empowerment isn't about being flawless. It's about being authentically, beautifully human. So understand your perceived flaws are often your unique strengths. So don't get so down about anything that you perceive as not being perfect. That's okay. You're unique and you're wonderful just the way you are. And take up space physically, emotionally, and intellectually. Do not shrink. Do not let people belittle you and make you feel uncomfortable. You are worthy of taking up as much space as you need and desire. So know that. Know that you're special. Know that you're valuable. Know your worth. Know that your power is deep within. You don't have to beg for it. You don't need validation for it. You're already powerful. And uplift other females. You don't have to be catty. You don't have to be nasty. Some people think they could shine by knocking down another female. That's simply not female empowerment. So get out of that mindset if that's your mindset. That's not what female empowerment is. So by shining bright and knowing your worth and knowing who you are, you inspire others to be great and let their voice be heard as well. The female empowerment journey is ongoing. There will be days you feel like a goddess and days you feel like a crumpled piece of paper. But the essence of female empowerment isn't about never falling. It's about knowing you have the strength to rise every single time. It's about remembering that your power comes from within. It's always accessible and it's awaiting for you to reclaim it. So go out there and unleash it. The world needs your unique brilliance. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you are powerful, you are amazing, and embrace your female empowerment. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.